Many people went to the airport to welcome him back home. So the reception was good on the people's side, even on the junta side, because the junta, I think, provided the security agents to secure the event. And also the logistics was also given by the junta. So I can conclude that, his homecoming was well accepted and welcomed by the people of Guinea and the authorities of Guinea.
We know that during the Alpha Condé government, Condé did not want for Dadis Camara to return. What do you think his return was made possible by Mamadi Doumbouya at this time?
Yes. During the Alpha Condé time, Dadis Camara tried at least two times to come. That was back in 2015. He tried two times, and they didn't allow him to come back. There was the impression that they were thinking if Dadis Camara come back, or even General Sekouba Konaté come back to Guinea, they could use the connections in the army to destabilize the regime. But now that the change took place on the 5th of September, if I see the logic of the junta, it is to prepare the country to reconciliation, to prepare the country to unity, to prepare the country to peace. And that's why who were prevented from coming back home, all of them were authorized to come back.
We know that it was during Dadis Camara's rule that the infamous September 2009 stadium massacre took place. Well, we know what happened then. Guinean security fired on opposition protesters, and they were protesting against Dadis Camara's decision to want to run for president. Now, there's a trial going on. Is it possible that Dadis Camara can be called to testify?
Oh, yeah. I think during the investigations, while Dadis Camara was still in Burkina Faso, there were a team of investigators from Guinea to go and ask him questions. And as many other military people during his time, his ruling time, they were indicted. So actually, they are all going to answer questions in front of the courts. And himself, since he came back yesterday, he has stated clearly that he will encourage the new authorities to take that step, because himself, he thinks that is very good, not only for Guinea, but for the international community, but also for the history of our country, for the truth to come out.
Mr. Milimono, we do thank you so much for always speaking with us. And let me say happy holidays to you.
Thank you so much, and happy holidays to you too.